Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We've arrived at the final week of the regular season with the regular season title still up for grabs. We're going over who's in the running to win the crown, along with what teams are still in the hunt to make it to March Madness. We also have an update on the Fresno State gambling situation, and we'll end the show by going over the conference stat champions. From points to blocks, let's see who's been the most productive hoopers in the conference. Big time episode this week. Let's dive in, starting with our update on the Fresno State situation. Some more clarification has come out about what each specific person involved has done, so let's go over that really quickly. The investigation concluded that Mykel Robinson and Jalen Weaver played daily fantasy on their own stats. Weaver bet the over on his points, while Robinson bet the under on his points and rebounds. And Jalen Weaver did have his first official comment. So here is the quote from him. "I just made a bad decision. I shouldn't even have gotten involved with that. Now I'm obviously paying for it. I bet on a game I played in, but I never tried to sabotage the season. I never bet on us to lose, never bet on my unders." Weaver also said that he will be entering the transfer portal at the end of the season. The third player caught betting, point guard Zaion Collins, who was found to be betting on professional sports, was back in the starting lineup when the Bulldogs took on Boise State last Saturday. Collins had 14 points and 6 rebounds in the loss. He missed just one game for betting on professional sports. In conclusion, Weaver is hoping to land anywhere he can for his final collegiate season. Mykel Robinson honestly may have criminal charges to look out for, since he very clearly bet on the under in games he played in. That seems like pretty clear-cut point shaving to me. And Zaion Collins seems to be getting out of this one unscathed. Next order of business, let's talk about who can still take home the Mountain West regular season title. As you may expect, New Mexico is still the front runner to take this home, as they have been for a while this year. Their final two games of the year are at Nevada and home against UNLV. All they have to do is win one of these games or get a loss from the next team we'll talk about, and they will win their first regular season title since 2013. And the only team mathematically that still has a chance to win the Mountain West regular season title is actually Colorado State, just one game back from the Lobos. Their final two games of the year are home against San Jose State and at Boise State. They would need to win both of these games, and New Mexico would need to lose both of their games, because New Mexico does have the tiebreaker over Colorado State since they won both of their in-season matchups. If somehow the Rams were able to win the Mountain West regular season title, it would be the first time in program history that they would accomplish that. More than likely, it is going to be Richard Pitino and the Lobos that end up winning the conference. It would be very stunning if they lost to Nevada and UNLV down the stretch here. And of course, Utah State was in the running for this race for quite a while, but back-to-back losses against Boise State and Colorado State kind of ended their hopes of trying to repeat as regular season champions. Next up on the list, let's take a look at how likely it is for each Mountain West team to make it to the big dance. Of course, we're not going to be talking about some teams like San Jose State or Air Force, the teams you know are not going to be making the big dance without putting together a miracle run in the Mountain West tournament. So the percentages on this list that I will be mentioning are courtesy of ESPN's Bracketology. Of course, these numbers are not binding, but it's a good metric to take a look at to get a good idea of where these teams are sitting. At the top of the list, as you might expect, is New Mexico, currently sitting at a 92% chance to make it to the big dance with an at-large bid. That's another thing to mention. These percentages are going to be based on their at-large chances. Of course, if any of these teams wins the Mountain West tournament, it doesn't matter. They will be in March Madness. As of right now, it looks like the Lobos could be anywhere from an 8 seed to a 10 seed. All they really have to do to lock up their spot in the big dance is getting one win out of these last two games and not having any embarrassing losses. More than likely, the Lobos are going to be a single-digit seed. Right behind them, we have Utah State coming in at an 88% chance to make it to March Madness. Of course, they've slipped up a little bit towards the end of the season here with back-to-back losses to Colorado State and Boise State. But in all likelihood, if they beat Air Force in their regular season finale, that will lock in their tournament berth. And then after that, you're playing with house money. Try to move up a seed line or two by making some noise in the Mountain West tournament. event. Right now, the Aggies are probably looking at a 9 or a 10 seed, but if they're able to put some wins together down the stretch here, maybe they're able to slide up closer to a 7. Now things start to get interesting here. After Utah State, we have San Diego State sitting at a 69% chance to make the tournament. The Aztecs have been sitting on the right side of the bubble for most of the season. They've gotten some big wins, especially in non-conference play, and they did pick up another really big resume builder against New Mexico. So the way I see it, as long as San Diego State wins at least 2 more games before Selection Sunday between their games at UNLV and home against Nevada and whatever games they end up playing in the Mountain West tournament, as long as they win 2 games there, they should be in. An upset in the Mountain West tournament could push San Diego State towards the wrong side of the bubble, but with how consistent they've looked down the stretch down the last month or so here, I do think the Aztecs are going to find their way into the tournament. Now the percentages start to really sour here. Boise State coming up in the 4 spot at a 43% chance. The highest seed anybody on the internet has them in is at an 11 seed. The Broncos honestly may have to win another 4 straight games to make it back to March Madness this year, because hypothetically, if Boise State beats Air Force and Colorado State to finish the regular season, then they beat one of the bottom 6 teams in the first round of the Mountain West tournament, and then they also beat a tournament-bound team in round 2, maybe that's enough to get them in. Emphasis on maybe. Boise State really has a very slim margin for error at this point. If they slip up at any spot here, their hopes are dead in the water. And last but not least, we have Colorado State, who bracketology is not high on resume-wise, putting them at a 17% chance to make it to the big dance with an at-large bid. No one on the internet currently has the Rams in their field of 68, and the Rams have been fighting uphill all year long to make it into the March Madness picture. Even if they beat San Jose State and Boise State to finish the season, a deep run into the Mountain West tournament likely won't be enough to squeeze them into the field of 68. Kind of like New Mexico last season, if you remember that, Colorado State has to run the table if they want to get a chance in the big dance. And if you could not tell, that Boise State-Colorado State game is going to have everything on the line for these two teams, both desperately needing another resume booster, both cannot afford another loss on their record. So that's definitely a game to circle on your calendars. And our final stop this week is going over the stat champions of the Mountain West. We're going to quickly run through each stat category and name which player has been the most prolific. Starting with points, it is none other than New Mexico's Donovan Dent, averaging a flat 20 points per game this year. He has been playing at an All-American level, has also been switching on and off as the assist leader in the conference. Dent, arguably the front runner to win the Mountain West Player of the Year award. Next up for assists, who is the Dishmaster? It's Alvaro Cardenas, the San Jose State transfer who went to Boise State for his senior year, and he is averaging 6.9 assists per game. He was a fantastic point guard throughout his 3 seasons with the Spartans. Now that he's got a more consistent roster around him, he has been excellent for the Broncos. Next, the player that's been cleaning up the glass more than anyone is Nelly Jr. Joseph, again from New Mexico, averaging 10.8 rebounds a game. Just an incredibly versatile center, because obviously he is the best rebounder in the conference, but he can also defend on the perimeter. Is lethal on the pick and roll on the offensive side of the ball. Nelly Jr. Joseph, definitely going to be getting an all-conference selection this year. Next up, who is the steals leader? Who has gotten the most swipes this season? It is Mason Falslev from Utah State, averaging a ridiculous 2.3 steals per game. Also want to shout out True Washington from New Mexico, who's right behind him at 2.2. But Mason Falslev has been averaging over 2 steals a game the entire season. A phenomenal player who does all of the little things. Has really transcended his game into being one of the most dangerous players in the conference. Next up, our block party champion is Magoon Gwath from San Diego State, averaging a absolutely ridiculous 2.6 blocks per game. I don't even really understand how you're consistently getting about 3 blocks a game, but Magoon Gwath is doing it, so shout out to him. Only a redshirt freshman. He's a guy that's probably going to dominate the Mountain West in 2025. And last but not least, the 3-point percentage leader is going to be Obi Ogbeam from Wyoming, who is absolutely lighting it up from deep. He's shooting 45.7% from beyond the arc on the year, and this is not a guy that has not taken a lot of threes by any means. He takes more shots than anybody on this Wyoming team. He's by far their number one offensive option, and the D2 transfer has been as advertised and more. He's been incredible, battling for a first team all-conference selection, certainly worthy of the three-point shooting stat champion title. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Let's see who wins the regular season title, and then we'll focus on the always insane conference tournament. Also, our Mountain West transfer tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. I can't wait to see how this season ends. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.